Welcome to the shower. I've got the iPhone thoroughly protected in my special method that took me a long time to perfect, but I found a way in which it's possible to record an audio book while showering and protect the phone from the falling rain. We've had so much rain recently that the sound and feel of the shower is infinitely more familiar than usual. So I've got an idea in my mind, and I'm just going to share it. And it happened because a person who I want to connect with on Twitter and want to stay connected with on Twitter, a person with whom I do some work, didn't tell me that his Twitter account had been compromised and that he'd closed one down and opened a new one. I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got over the annoyance that I was, you know, too far down in the pecking order to be informed about this. And then I thought to myself, well, look, you know, 3 days after a new account was opened, and after I had sent about 20 tweets to the old account, I find out that there's now a new account. So, thinking to myself, well, what can be done about this? You know, is there not an automated method that Twitter could invent, which would say, well, if somebody closes down their account and opens a new one, let's say, that the Twitter machine will identify the top 100 people with whom that person connects and send them all a named tweet. Because the person put out a public tweet, all right, and you think, if you don't work it out, that, okay, I follow them, therefore I will get their tweet. But of course I don't. I only get the tweets. I follow an awful lot of people, but I don't get their tweets. I follow too many people to be spending my time looking at their tweets. I put people into lists, people who actually connect with me go into lists. And then I see their tweets, and I don't always see all of their tweets either. But at least if you're, you know, somebody who's in a list, I can locate quickly. I can decide, right, let me connect with what's going on in Ireland. So I simply go to my Irish lists. But I can't go and say, well, what's going on in the world? It's too big a list. I'd only be able to deal with the last, 2 minutes. So I suppose I'm really thinking out loud. There's a need for an automated system which kicks into action, because it would be just too much to expect somebody who's closing down one account and opening up another one to then say, who are my top 100 connections, and I'm going to send each one of them an individual tweet so that they will definitely know. So there we are. That's it. That's the new thought this morning in the shower. So I said to myself as I was approaching the shower, perhaps the thing to do is to turn on the audio boo before I have any intention of making an audio boo. Just turn it on and see what happens. Because it is true that I get some of my ideas I get when I'm in the shower. So that means that if I get into the shower with an idea in mind of what I'm going to do an audio about, I might prevent myself having the new idea that I hadn't thought of at all. So it's the opposite to what you'd usually think of. You'd usually think, well, prepare yourself to make an audio book. You know, get clear what it is, what you're going to say at the beginning, what, you know, how you're going to introduce it, how you're going to attract people to keep on listening to it. But if you do all of that, you actually never catch a new idea which hits you out of left field. Because I didn't know what I was going to boo about when I started this boo. So there we are.
I love you all. Thanks ever so much if you listened to this. And even if you didn't listen to it, I hope somebody tells you it's there. But I do love it when people connect, you know, very much so. Okay, thanks a million. Bye-bye.